And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to very quiet San Diego Landings in Point Loma, as you'll see from the outdoor camera. We have a great guest for you, Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. He's got some amazing specials and some holiday cheer to spread, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 1090 AM. Don't delay and take advantage during Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring sales event. From now until December 6, 2024, eligible new 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboards include up to $500 in dealer credit, and new Yamaha 450 to 425 horsepower outboards include 7 years of coverage protection. 350 to 30 horsepower outboards come with 6 years of coverage protection. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends December 6, 2024. Subject change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude new 2.5 to 25 four-stroke outboards and dealer credit up to $500 based on horsepower toward the MSRP value of goods and services purchased at the authorized participating dealer that sold the outboard. At no extra cost to the consumer, new 425 to 450 horsepower is a 24-month Yamaha extended service added to a 60-month factory limited warranty. New 30 to 350 horsepower is a 36-month Yamaha extended service added to a 36-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered by Florida dealers is a Yamaha extended limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha dealer for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Look up, what a fun day today is going to be. What good timing to have Ron in here today, too. This day is going to be a great show.
Yeah. And you can see Fish Killer Chris in the camera. If you're watching camera, too, he's here to observe and hang out with us. And good morning, Ron Lane.
Good morning.
Hey, Ron.
Great to have you.
Well, it's good to be here. We're talking kayaks today. Kayak fishing, yeah. One of my favorites.
Yeah, that's for sure. And kayak fishing is happening year-round. That's the cool thing about it. I mean, as the weather changes here, that we get these brutal winters like we're in right now, right?
It's all the way down to 50 degrees.
I don't know, Pete. I thought that was particularly brutal the other day, how glassy it was.
You
know, we didn't be able to use the Sea Keeper.
Well, we had the Sea Keeper on, but you know, we didn't really need it yet.
I wasn't even sure it was on.
But yeah. But anyway... Yeah, it's a great time to own a kayak, right?
Well, to tell you the truth, right now is a good time to get one.
Yeah, right.
We've got some really great sales. Like I told you a couple weeks ago that I was going to get these Lynxes in.
Yeah.
Well, they're all gone except two.
Really? You only have two left?
I thought I'd have those into spring.
What's the deal on that?
These are first. There's just a discontinued color. They found him up at Hobie. Ava made this great deal with Hobie. They had to move out of this one little storage.
Ava, your daughter, who's the real brains behind the operation.
Well,
Chris is waiting. Yeah.
I know there's probably some clients listening going, yeah, that's for sure. But anyway, we still have two left, and they're the papaya-colored Lynxes.
Papaya?
Yeah, they're good. They're nice, and they're $1,000 off.
No way.
They're a little more than $1,000. They were $32.99. Now they're $21.99. We have two left.
Whoa.
That's awesome.
Now, I think the third, we had three left yesterday, and I think the guy's picking one up today, put a deposit on it.
Now, wait a minute. And this has the 180 drive in it, too, right?
Oh, yeah, with reverse, yeah.
Brand new boats.
Right out of the package.
It's not trade-in.
He's
buying a brand new one at trade-in.
These aren't floor models. They're right. They just found a whole pot of them up there, and we're going, what?
And we'll take all of them.
And the cool thing about the Lynx is it weighs, 45 pounds?
Yeah, 45 pounds.
Yeah.
Debbie and Ava have no problem putting it on top of the car.
It's like basically like carrying a stand-up paddleboard.
It is. Well, that's kind of the technology behind it was Bic Dufour was making these sailboards and stand-up paddleboards out of this really light technology called Ace-Tech. It's like a surfboard foam in the middle, so they're not hollow. They're surfboard foam in there, and then they have a fiberglass skin over them, and then they're thermal formed, so they get that durability with these layers. And some of the things are really light.
Wow!
And you know, now you got the comfort of that Hobie seat, a Mirage drive with reverse, 45-pound boat that's very flat, super stable to stand up in. I mean,
that's really cool.
Well, and it's funny. We sold one to this really nice lady who was in some fly fishing club. And she'd been looking for a used one, couldn't find a used one. And Ava, you know, just happened to call up the Hobie and say, hey, do you have any used ones or blends or anything? And the company said, well, we've got this list, and we'll send it to you. So she got the list, bought them all.
Yeah, right.
Went
on
up
Ava.
And grabbed them.
Good for Ava. Cool. Yeah.
Ava makes a good deal.
Yeah, that's rad.
I think it has.
That's a phenomenal deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so hopefully today, I mean, I know there's probably some listeners that have been wanting to get a Lynx. There's two left. You can get them today.
We open it for a sensational price.
It's got to be
$21.99.
Yeah.
It's got to be the easiest boat you guys have in terms of transport. I mean, you could chuck that thing on top of the car like nothing, easy to get from the car to the water, whatever.
It's not much different than a stand-up paddleboard.
That's cool.
Chris, you have most every model of Hobie kayak. Do you have any Lynx?
So I got. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I got to tell you. They first arrived at Fast Lane, so I'm there every week. It's my toy store.
Yeah.
And they just got, I think, two of them in, and I said, let me demo it on the water right now because I was looking for something really light as I get older. So I put it in the water, paddled out in Mission Bay, out to the middle of where all the boats were racing around so that I could be in the worst wakes and stuff I could get in.
Tested in the worst spot.
Exactly. Came back in and bought both of them.
Yeah.
I still have one. I gave the other one away.
They're pretty amazing.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah,
that's
they're
cool.
Amazing. What's your favorite? Okay, you own every model practically. What's your favorite model?
You know what? There isn't such a thing because it's a function of what you want to do. If I'm going in the ocean, like I was on Outback at Cedros in September, if I'm going in the bays and not going in any heavy water, I'm just fishing exclusively out of the I-9.
The inflatable.
Yeah. And when I bass fish, my Garmin live scope is on my I-9.
He's got a live scope on an I-9.
I-9.
Would we say he's hardcore?
I
think so.
No, way past that.
Yeah.
I think it's actually gone into some kind of a. Hi, my name is Chris. So, I'm an addict.
So, Ron, this is kind of the unofficial kickoff, or I guess it's almost official now, of the holiday season because it's Thanksgiving on Thursday. Right?
Wow,
hard to believe
that.
Yeah. December is next week, next Sunday, a week from tomorrow is December. And so you're kind of in the holiday mode over there at Fastlane, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you got little sales going on?
We do. And the Black Friday deal is going to be really good.
Cool.
We have a huge stock right now. I mean, I've been buying boats like crazy on preseason and special deal boats. So it's on. And so Thursday and Friday. No, wait a minute. Excuse me.
Thursday's Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So Friday and Saturday is when we're going to have specials at our store, and they're going to be like really good. Can't talk about them good.
Yeah.
But if you call on Thursday on Friday or Saturday, we'll tell you what's going on.
Give you the rundown.
Right. And then come into the store.
Yeah, but wait a minute. You brought a whole list of Black Friday stuff.
Yeah.
You can't talk about those?
I've been peeking at the list, and it looks real good.
this was our notes. And for our Black Friday notes,
oh,
and Debbie's been monitoring all around, and seeing what the flavor of this
sure.
is going to be. And her word to me was, "Don't talk about that list. It's going to get better.
It's going to get better."
I like it.
So, are there going to be Salty Crew deals?
Oh, really big Salty Crew.
Yeah.
Deals. Yeah.
All right.
Huge Salty Crew
deals on kayaks.
Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deals on accessories.
Every single
bait tanks, boxes,
the Yakutak stuff is on sale, and it'll be on Friday and Saturday.
Or only.
Only.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
And what I there's a lot of guys that have just recently purchased boats, and I want to talk to you guys. If you're going to outfit them, that would be a great time to come
and
outfit them.
Yeah.
Because it's going to save you a lot of money, and we're loaded to the teeth. Now, it has to be in stock, so we can't really order stuff. The whole goal of this is to, the Black Friday deal is in stock.
Sure.
And that'll be fun too, because you're still getting Callan and all the guys helping you install fish finders and things. Now, we can't do much on fish finders, but all the gear that goes with them, the bat, everything will be on sale.
I just can't imagine. I can't imagine
you're
going
put a
through
scope,
the.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Speaking of that, the new Lowrance live scope just came out with the Eagle. And I saw the install that Callan did this week. God, it was just gorgeous.
That's
it was
cool.
Great. It's got this really nice handle to aim it. And it doesn't need a computer. I don't know how they're pulling that off, but the actual finder doesn't need a computer. It's called the Eagle, and I don't know much about it. I just looked at it, and I go, man, this is new. And Callan's going, yeah, this is really great.
That's the best part. You can just walk through and watch and know that your crew has got such a handle on it. You can just look and smile and be like, yep, that's my boys. And
yeah,
away we go.
And the triple shot that goes along with it, the triple shot transducer is bigger. And Callan's already figured out a way to route out the plate to make it fit real good. This
that's
little plate.
So cool.
It's called the Guardian, and it pulls it up inside the boat so you don't ruin the lens when you bring it in on the beach. But he's already found a way to
integrate that.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah. So this will be fun. It's kind of fun to see new stuff.
You've been in this business for how long, Ron?
Oh my goodness,
time.
You know what? Actually, we started in 79, so this is our 45th anniversary.
Wow.
Coming up.
Wow. That's cool. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah, and kayaks really kind of became a big deal how long ago?
It was about 25 years ago.
25 years.
With the Mirage Drive.
Uh-huh.
I was selling kayaks, but it was, a lot of sailboats.
Yeah.
And kayaks were kind of a thing that, guys around the water just wanted, so we would sell them, and you'd paddle around in those little, what do we call them? Scupper Pros. You remember the little flipper Pros? And then Hobie made a paddling kayak, and it was nice to sell those. But when the Mirage Drive came out, talk about game changer. I can remember saying to that guy, Greg Ketterman, I go, well, why do we need that? And then I went and tried it. Oh, my goodness. Hands-free.
Yeah. So what are the, for those that aren't familiar with Hobie kayaks, what separates them from other kayaks?
The Mirage Drive. And then that whole invention of making a propulsion system in a kayak that makes you can pedal with your legs, which are much stronger than your upper body. So that means the differences between, you know, girls and guys, the differences old and young. Everybody walks around.
Yeah.
And so cool. That pedal system is so efficient.
And you can go fast.
Yeah, so that's the deal. Fast is fun.
Fast and long.
Well, yeah, you don't walk around on your arms, or very far anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that whole thing started 25 years ago. It's hard to believe.
Yeah.
It chased pretty much all the other products out of our store because we need more room to carry more models of Hobies.
Yeah.
And now it's just with the inflatables, the Lynxes, which are pretty new kinds of kayaks, different, you know, that light, easy to, you know, transport. Now we've got pro anglers, and there's a new pro angler coming out next week. We're going to have the upgraded pro angler, you know, and it's going to have the ability to integrate more electronics, more, you know, the motors in the front or the back. It's going to be a nice little add-on.
Cool.
And it's the same comfort and great boat, but it just is going to make installs much easier on motors.
Some of those pro anglers with motors blow me away. And the story that I always talk about is we were fishing at Lake Barrett last season or the season previous. I don't recall. But we were tootling along. There was two of us in the boat with way too much gear, as we always would be. And we got passed by a guy in a pro angler, you know, we were on our gas-powered outboard, you know, going to the back of Hauser, and we got passed by a guy that was in his pro angler that was as decked out as could possibly be, you know, bow-mounted trolling motor, stand-up fishing. Like, it was such a cool setup. I mean, it was just as dialed in as could be.
You know, it's like mini bass boats.
Oh, it was not even that mini. I mean, it was killer. He had tons of room. It was awesome. I loved it.
Yeah, talk about micro skiffs.
Yeah, it was really cool.
And there's a classic example of how you can't launch a boat there. But you can launch a kayak there.
I mean, that rig had way more features than anybody else that was fishing there. If you had a ticket and a boat, you weren't half as dialed in as that guy was in his kayak, no doubt.
Yeah. Well, did he have a live scope?
You know, I don't know. Hard to say. He had
probably had two.
Yeah, I mean, there was for sure, you know, a big screen on a bow mount. I mean, like, when he was fishing, it was like, man, that guy is doing this way more efficiently than we were. He was up, elevated, standing, had screens in front of him. It was like it was like having a little bass boat.
Yeah. So when I was up fishing, you know, remember we went fly fishing in Mammoth?
Right.
And we're down at Crowley.
Show up and blow up.
Yeah. Well, so here. So Pete and I are sitting in the boat, and I'm talking to the guide, and this guy pedals up in an Outback. And he anchors, you know, off the stern, and he stands up in the thing, and he's roping trout. And it just looking like the coolest thing in this flotilla of float tubes and all these weird-looking little paddling things and pedaling things. And he stands up there and just casts. And, you know, and he's standing in this thing making it look like so easy. I'm sitting there thinking, that guy's killing it. Well, I saw that guy on the mountain the next day snowboarding. Oh, man, he was a shredder. And then he had the Outback sticking out the back of his pickup. You were with me,
yeah,
Pete.
I was with you, yeah.
I saw that guy on the hill that day.
Well, and that's the advantage of a kayak's flexibility. I mean, we brought the I-9 inflatable, or I-11 inflatables up on that occasion.
Yeah,
that we had them in the back of the truck, just show up and blow up, right? We were at any lake or any place up in that area. You can be on the bay. You can be pretty much anywhere with that I-9.
So we've done
I-9 or I-11.
We've done several videos of us blowing one up in fast motion where we're timing it, you know. We just put it on, you know, so you can view it quickly. Most of the guys can do this pretty easily in 4.5 minutes to blow the boat up.
Wow.
So it just doesn't take that long to show up and blow up.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, too, about the Lynx, too, is that's something you can strap right on the top of your car 45 pounds, 45.
Right. Yeah. And it's got skid plates on the back, which make it easy to put up one end at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can leave that that
just
back
any
end
regular
of the boat.
Rack on a, any. If your car
any
has a rack, if your car has a rack, you can strap it on.
That's right.
Yeah, pretty amazing stuff. And they're on sale. You have two left.
Super sale. Yeah.
What happens after the two are gone? Then they go back up to $32.95.
No, they're the new pricing for this year. Get this, went down. So
hey,
they're $29.99.
So that's cool.
Yeah,
but you're still going to save almost $900.
Yeah,
$1,000 right now on those last two.
And you get the
if you like papaya.
Well, that's the only two left.
Yeah. What a score that
well,
is.
We've got the blue ones, but they're just going to be at the Black Friday deal, which you can find out on Friday.
Yeah. All right. As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about here on Let's Talk Hookup with Ron Lane.
Oh, man, so much. So much fun stuff. All the great fishing, local inshore and offshore, and all the great stuff they do at Fastlane. It's going to be a lot of fun this morning. And if you want to join us, man, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. We have open phone lines right now, and trust me, on a Ron Lane show, that doesn't last very long.
No.
So if you want to get through, this is your opportunity. 213-432-1090. The other way to participate in the show this morning would be to send us a text. We've already got a lot of great texts already this morning, and if you'd like to send in a question, the only way you can do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. It's the easiest way to listen on your drive home if you want to listen to the archive shows. And again, it's the only way to send in your text questions to Ron this morning. Just fire up the app. The first button you'll see is text the show, and you can text in your questions. Just make sure that you include your contact info when you do it. A name and a phone number is all we need, because if you win the big prize at the end of the show, and we want to make sure to get it to you. And speaking of a big prize, how cool is this? One lucky caller or texter, and we always decide that at the end of the show via the prize coin. We flip a coin to determine whether the winner comes from the caller side or the texter side, is going to win a $100 shopping spree at Fastlane. How cool.
Yeah.
Is that especially
it's
right
be
now?
A salty crew shopping spree, right?
You can put it right on that deal with the links.
Oh, okay.
Oh man.
Oh, it'll be anything at Fastlane.
$100 coming your way.
Yeah.
That
wow.
is really cool.
It's like you're just handing somebody a $100 bill.
That's right.
To
wow.
go shopping. To go to the toy store.
To go shopping. Can you use it on Black Friday or
you
Black
sure
Saturday?
Can. Yeah. Use it anytime.
All right.
Man, what a deal. What a deal. It's going to be a lot of fun. Lots of great info and lots of your phone calls and texts. Again, if you want to get through, it's 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls and having a whole lot of fun here with Ron. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey, guys. This is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers, and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and we'll see you on the water.
Hey, San Diego, the Ford Get Holiday Ready sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year to finish 2024, featuring America's best-selling truck, Ford F-Series, leading for 47 straight years. Or check out the full lineup of versatile Ford SUVs, including Bronco or Bronco Sport. Don't wait. Come take a test drive today. Get holiday ready only at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
up.
Give your boat the love it deserves and install a custom sea deck kit from Blue Seas Fabrication. Blue Seas is the West Coast's only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Sea deck upgrades the look and feel of any boat, old or new. Sea deck non-skid decking adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication custom fit your deck, bridge, and interiors with stylish, durable, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean sea deck. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here already this morning. Boy, if you want to join us again, it's a great time to do so. Phones are definitely packing up as we thought they would be. But if you want to get through, there's still a line open at 213-432-1090.
I want to ask Chris about his last trip. You spent how many days long-range fishing this year, Chris?
130.
Oh, that all?
That's including bass fishing and
130. Okay, 100, not just all on long range.
No.
But you had a lot of days on long range.
Probably 2/3 of that was long range.
And the last trip you were on?
It was 10-day on Intrepid.
Intrepid. And how was that?
Spectacular.
Yeah.
Just
Now you just got off that trip last
season.
Week?
Yeah,
last week. And then Monday you had knee replacement surgery.
Right. It's disgusting. I'm not gonna pass the metal detector anymore.
Yeah. No. So tell us about that trip.
Well, we went down to outside Mag Bay. I don't know if that technically is called the upper part of the ridge, but it's just above the ridge.
Uh-huh.
It's not the, you know, and I've been down there five times. You know, every other week I've been down there.
Every other week?
Every other week.
It's been a sensational season.
It was an experience.
And it's still going on.
The size of the fish went from the yellowfin tuna started out averaging 25 to 35. Then 2 weeks later, 35 to 45, 2 weeks later, 45 to 55.
They're growing.
And then at the beginning of October, my biggest fish, yellowfin, was a 78.5.
Great.
Wow.
You know, and then on the 10-day, they got a little smaller. Not by much, but
new batch moved in.
I think the bigger ones moved up north.
Interesting.
Just kept going up, and I did have the good fortune of dropping down a bass, a sand bass, about 2-pounder, on heavy tackle with a big long line swordfish hook, and got bit like within 30 seconds. I was strapped into my little shoulder harness that
wow.
I wear, and with all my might, I just tried to get two cranks on it immediately and high. And ended up landing 120-pound black
sea bass.
Yeah.
And how
so
cool.
We cut it all up and gave it away on the boat, and everybody
delicious.
Pieces home. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I like it.
That's good stuff.
It's extraordinary. It's extraordinary.
We're experiencing one of the best 10-day fall seasons of long-range fishing we've ever had. The whole idea of those fall 8- and 10-day trips is variety in hopes of catching. And right now, like right now today, almost everything is at play in different areas. That tremendous yellowfin tuna fishing that Chris is talking about, you can also go down to the lower part of the lower banks
and
do exactly that, like the very traditional trophy hunting, where it's not insane numbers, but I mean, damn near everyone you hook is over 200 pounds, and there have been multiples over 3. There's been that amazing 4-4, like, and it's very clean fishing. It's what lower banks big tuna fishing is. You know, your amazing shots at trophies. And there's crazy good bluefin fishing that has now happened again that's on the upper end, but still down
mixed
that
way.
Mixed
with yellowfin.
Yes, there's daytime drifts for yellowfin and bluefin. There's daytime bluefin sinker rig fish that are up to and over 200 pounds. There's traditional nighttime jig bluefin bites. It's wild what's at play. And then great yellowtail fishing on the coast. Like, if you're doing an 8 or a 10 day this fall through winter, like, all things are at play, and like you kind of, it's got to be fun for a captain quarterbacking his trip to just decide what you want to go do next. And there's been averagely good wahoo fishing mixed in with somebody who has that perfect trip that had the just the right timing where nobody's been to the rocks in 3 or 4 days, and a new batch of fish moved in, and one boat will have a day for 40 or 50 or 60 of them, and then everybody else is just scratching away and catching wahoo. It's crazy how good the long-range fishing is this year.
The wahoo fishing on that trip at Alejos was off the chart.
There you go.
My buddy Larry Brown got 14.
14?
How many did you get?
13.
Wow,
but
I figured.
Yeah, but who's counting?
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Great. Well, phones are packing up. You want to get through, have a chance to talk to Ron and win that $100 shopping spree at Fastlane. 213-432-1090. Batias is standing by. Let's jump into the phone.
You got it. Let's talk to Brady. He's calling us from Newport this morning. Good morning, Brady. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
A 40-pound white sea bass off an inflatable Hobie kayak? Tell me about that.
I'm Logan from Fastlane Kayaks on Mission Bay, and the whole story began when Ron Lane lent my parents some Hobie Mirage iTrex to put on their boat and take out to Catalina Island. That's when I borrowed the iTrex 11, threw it in my car, and drove down to Baja for a fishing and camping trip. Ended up landing a bucket list 40-pound white sea bass on the inflatable.
Dang, that sounds even better than our mammoth trip. And we packed up the kayaks in the car, snowboarded all morning, then drove down to the lakes, launched the iTrex, and fished for trout all afternoon.
Honestly, the iTrex inflatables are the ultimate fishing platform. From trout in the Sierras, calicos at Catalina, and white sea bass in the Sea of Cortez, they can do it all.
And we've documented all these trips, so check out Fastlane Kayaks on Instagram to see more. And if you think you want a kayak, but you're on the fence, come down to our shop, or right on Mission Bay, and we would be happy to throw one in the water and let you give it a try. So call Fastlane Kayaks to schedule a demo today.
Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is the place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. Did you know Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on gourmet ice and snacks for your trip? $3.99 for 25 pounds of ice, as many as you want. That's half the price of others. Plus, you get 100 pounds of ice free with a 30-gallon fill. Kirkland products at lower prices than the store that makes them. Plus, dozens of great snacks for just 89 cents. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time. Plus 12 diesel pumps. Easy in and outs, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you. Fresh made burritos, sandwiches, salad, along with beer, beverages, and of course, always free ice. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Quick little extra spice there and having a good time here this morning.
A little technical problem there, but we got it straightened out. We're all good.
Live radio, baby.
Live radio. For sure. Well, let's jump into the phones.
How about we talk to Harry in La Jolla, who I know is always standing by. Good morning, Harry.
Hi, Harry. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you all?
Great,
Ron, I have to tell you, I really enjoyed that trip that we had. I think it was your second trip down to Cedros, and of course I met Chris and enjoyed his company as well. One of the things that I've done, I'm going on my third Outback now. I've had one stolen. I had one that I upgraded. But I'm using my kayak right now for lobster fishing. I put five hoop nets on, and I can get into areas that the other fishermen in power boats can't get into safely. So it's really kind of fun. But I'm looking forward to an answer that I hope you'll give me. Do you think that we will ever get to go back to on the mothership to the island?
Oh, that's a good question.
On the Islander. Well, I know.
Out to San Clemente.
San Clemente.
I don't know the answer to that. I know that there's some things going on the Islander. New owners are taking over. Maybe they'll pick it up. I don't know. We don't know.
Oh, boy.
We'll just see. But anything can happen, Harry, and it certainly is a fun time.
If they do, put me down, number one.
Okay, Harry, you got it. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
What unique and cool trips those were. And think about all the fun that has been had and all the different fishing, both good, bad, crazy.
We could fill four of those things.
No doubt. It's just
so much demand. Once they went away, then everybody wanted them, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
And I mean, hats off to John and his crew. Like, they made
it's
those.
Hard work.
Because it's not, I shouldn't say anybody, but lots of people could take a handful of kayak anglers out there and drop them off and say good luck. But that's not how it worked on those trips.
They took 20 of us.
And they were so attentive and so accommodating in the skiff and running you bait or drinks. Or you had us,
cool.
You're a long ways offshore. And San Clemente's no joke. You're a long ways offshore, but there was a sense of security knowing that you had that big boat there watching you. You had the tender there. It's just those were really special trips.
One of my favorite memories it was probably in the middle somewhere. I think we did 16 of those or something.
Did you really? Wow.
Yeah,
that's great.
Crazy. But the boat called Pete, Jared, and I back to the boat and said, quick, get your boards. And they took us in a skiff from fishing boiler rocks, just on fire
calico bass.
Just crushing them. It was so fun. To surfing that bay. And the surf was epic.
Yeah.
I don't know I don't know how you time that, but that was amazing.
It's called a swell, Ron. John's a surfer, so that's why he... he's an outdoor guy. Hey, you want to get through 213-432-1090. One thing I mentioned, too, the advantage of a lot of the kayaks, like the Lynx or the inflatable, or even the Outback, is if you have your own boat, you can throw them on there and do your own mothership thing. Oh, I mean, totally.
Yeah. The I-9, that I-11, and think about having that boat in your bag that's just thrown up in the V-berth or thrown in a hold somewhere, and then you could, whatever it might be, you need to ride to the shore because you're going to Avalon, or you want to want a mothership and fish a boiler rock that you don't want to get into with your big, unlimited things you can do with a boat like that.
And the thing about these kayaks is you're dry. You can go.
Fast.
You can use them as a dinghy in Avalon. I didn't think about that.
And I mean, and it's also the boat that you then take to Crowley or you then whatever. Right. I mean, it's just Or you go fish bay bass after work for a couple hours because it's summertime and it's not dark at 5 o'clock in the evening like it is nowadays. Right. But you want to get off and go cruise for this. Yeah, there's so many great deals.
I love it. Well, hey, 213-432-1090. You want to get through on the phones. Matias standing by for you. Have a chance to win that $100 shopping spree at Fastlane. And some great texts here, Ricky. You have a good one.
I just really like this one. Yeah, it says, because this... Every time Ron's on, I always think back to the old days, and it was always my favorite of the seeing how far these boats have come, and I always loved all the garage fab designs and milk crates and zip ties and seeing how creative Ron's team and Ron's customers get, and this was like a throwback to that. It says, good morning, guys. What a great show. I always love it when Ron's on. My question is for Ron, have you seen any added features recently that your customers have done to kayaks that stand out in your mind? I love the creativity. It's from Matt in Apple Valley.
That's a really great question.
Yes.
There's a whole group of guys that are involved with Yak Attack, and their accessories have just
been so cool.
They integrate to almost any brand of kayak, but what's really ideal is the way that they work together. So you can get systems, you know, they have this black box. I know Chris has one, and he has a computer in it.
I have every size.
Oh, every size, yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, and they have these new trays, and they have these, I mean, rod holders of all kinds.
And you carry a lot of their accessories.
Pretty much all their stuff.
And it could, well, I guess that those things are going to be on sale for the big Black Friday, Saturday
That's
sale.
That's right. It's going to be good Friday and Saturday. Make sure you swing by the store and do some Christmas shopping.
We're giving it out. Out here a little bit, but sorry, Debbie. But anyway, yeah, so that lots of different accessories, and now you don't have to create your own. You can buy the accessories that are custom made for the kayak.
Yeah, and not just custom made. You know, it's like it fits so well that you go, wow, this is like something that was designed for the boat, but it'll fit on any kayak.
Yeah.
And the way they integrate in and hold rods. It's been a great feature.
Yeah, I have to say, so I go into the store every week, and first thing I ask is, has any new Yak Attack stuff
come out? Okay.
And I am blown away by how well you can custom accessorize your kayak now with their stuff.
I'll bet.
It is impressive how well they have engineered it,
and you can,
unfortunately for kind of a tackle whore like me, who has, you know, you can carry an extraordinary amount of tackle on your boat. I've got like 9 rods and a 9-foot inflatable.
That's what came to my mind is you can dial it into the type of fishing. If you're a minimalist and want to just go out and just pick apart the kelp beds, and you know that you want to fish, you know, low and slow and crawl a bait across the bottom and only have one rod, you could do it that way. Or if you're a guy that wants to go up to La Jolla and have a rod for making bait and then one for casting an iron and one for slow trolling, you could do that. Or the freshwater fishing, you know, you want totally different gear yet again. I mean, there's so many.
I got to tell you what you're on. That's exactly right. And these boats, even the big kayaks, Pro Anglers and Outbacks, they can go to Mammoth.
Absolutely.
Great. But they can also go to La Jolla.
Right.
Well, same with the light ones.
Yeah.
That's just the beauty of this. And that going out fishing with one rod, I do that all the time. Just grab one of the boats sitting out front, go out and go fish Mission Bay, catch a few spotties, and come back beating on my chest like, you know, hey, that was the best.
Yeah, it was cool. Hey, I have a great question here from Norman in San Diego. It says, question for Ron, how does one mount a fish finder and larger transducer suitable for downscan on a lynx?
The lynx, well, there's two ways. If you go with the triple shot with the side scan, we put the transducer over the side on a bar.
Okay.
That just the switchblade that Yak Attack makes.
That also works on an inflatable.
It does. We've built the Chris is here.
Because you can't really drill holes in an inflatable, right?
Yeah, you don't want to drill holes in an inflatable. Particularly don't use the long screws. Might be screwing it to the table. Anyway, you got me sidetracked. But Chris made a plate that these things all hook to, and so we had the guys next door, you know, cut them out for us, and it's just it works great for putting transducers on. But that Lynx has in the Outback it's a Guardian, but this is a smaller version of that. It doesn't really take the bigger transducers, so you'll have to put it on the outside if you put it underneath, which people don't want to do because they want to slide them into their cars. So we'll put them on an arm instead.
Mm-hmm.
But that putting fish finders on a lynx, that's key. I mean, I'm so spoiled. Fish finders have gotten so reasonable.
Right.
It's a little bit like TVs. They do so much that now you can't go without them. I feel like I'm naked if I don't have one. I love being able to, you know the water temperature, bottom contour, and just quickly. And it's amazing. You can get a fish finder for $200 that'll tell you so many things.
The thing that I love about Ron's store is that Callan, the guy that does the rigging there, he's a genius.
Yeah. He's a whiz.
Yeah. And so when I first got the links, I wanted to put the biggest, fanciest, this was before LiveScope, I wanted to put the biggest, fanciest triple shot transducer. He just jerry-rigged the whole thing. It sticks down below the bottom a little bit, but he can do anything.
That's cool. And so, and whatever you have in your mind, he's probably already done, or he's got, or he's going to look at it and just come up with a path to get it done.
Well, that's the thing. That new Eagle,
mm-hmm.
that new live scope that he just put in this week, I was amazed. He looked.
Was that on the links?
No, it was on a pro angler.
A pro angler.
Yeah, with the Guardian, and the Guardian plate's kind of complicated because it has to be able to go back up inside the boat so that you don't scrape the lens on a side scan.
Yeah.
So it's got to hang down, but yet it's got to go back up. And this new transducer wasn't designed for that. And
yeah.
He just looked at the two, made a few cuts, it fit perfect.
That's so yeah. cool. I love hearing that.
I took a little video of it so I could just show people, you know, when I'm in the show, this is how you do it.
Yeah.
And Callan's sitting there explaining it, and I'm going,
if it can be done, Callan can figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the whole part of, you know, if you go buy your boat, or if you buy like a used one, you want to change things, just call Callan.
Yeah.
You get the service, you know, have Callan do it. It's much easier.
Now, Chris, you even custom designed a plate for the inflatable to put all your electronics on, right?
Yeah, that's what he was referring to.
Yeah.
I've actually had a whole bunch of different iterations of it.
Right.
But they can, if they have
with the
one,
help of the guys next door at Blue Seas, right?
Go over next door, and I don't know if it's Delrin, it's a Delrin-like kind of a plastic,
uh-huh.
then they can make it out of something that's permanently waterproof, whereas my wood ones are made out of Baltic birch plywood, half-inch Baltic birch plywood.
Uh-huh.
And some of his are pretty sophisticated.
I can imagine.
So what we've actually done is we've kind of made a plate that'll fit the I-11 and the I-9.
Yeah.
So we don't have to have two. And
you can mount electronics on an inflatable.
And we wanted to get some of that cutting it out and all that's expensive.
Yeah.
You know, because that, you know, it ties up the machine and those sheets are 4x8.
Right.
So if you can dial it in to where you can get more of them on the plate,
sure.
it'll be less. So
yeah.
that's what we've done. And it's been
so you actually
great.
Have it like an in-stock.
Yeah, yeah. No, we've got probably 8 or 9 of them right now.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Very good. All right. You have a great day.
I thought so. Yeah. It says, hey, good morning, everybody. My question's for Ron. So I've had a couple of Mirage Drive 180s for several years now, and I'm thinking about doing some more maintenance on them. Have you ever thought about holding a class or seminar to teach people how to do their own maintenance? Maybe we could ask for a donation to CCA or Rollo Kids. It's certainly something that would warrant the fee. And that's from Roy in San Diego.
Oh, that's a great question. Here's the problem that I see, is that it's always something different. One guy will come in, and I feel a little bit like the Maytag repairman. You know, there's nobody really, these things don't go bad.
Yeah.
But when they do, it's always something different. Whether it's a cable, that's a very easy fix, and you can almost have him do it while you just bring in your drive. And, by the way, if ever something goes wrong with your drive, don't take it apart and try to figure it out yourself. Bring it to Callan.
Yeah, he'll figure
so
it out.
It's just, he'll go, you need to do this, this, and this. He'll sell you the right parts. You can go do it yourself. There's a lot of guys who love to do it themselves. That's fine. But talk to Callan first.
Yeah.
Because it'll save you a lot. We've had guys come in with a pile of junk and go, what do we do with that? Yeah. Oh, that's your Mirage drive? Well, so here's the things that you can do to prevent having to see Callan is keep them out of the sand because they have bearings in them now.
Right.
Just flush them really well with fresh water. If you're hearing grinding in them, clean it out. It's not that complicated. But Got to tell you, if after you've had a Mirage drive for, let's say, 5, 8, 10 years, and you're going on this special vacation, bring your drive into Callan ahead of time.
5, 8, 10 years?
Oh,
sounds like when I service my reels.
Oh, you're supposed to service your reels?
Are you? Oh, yeah. Are you?
Yeah. I'm getting to that stage. Yeah.
But a Mirage drive is kind of like a reel. It needs service once in a while.
Well, here's the problem. If you don't do it,
exactly,
it'll go on a vacation and it'll break it.
Yeah.
Just like your reel. It's a great example.
Bring it
in,
show Cal, and say, hey, I'm going down to, you know, one of my guys went down to, he drove all the way down to Mexico, you know, and he blows up his I-9. He's out fishing, and, you know, he catches the fish of a lifetime. Well, what if his Mirage drive didn't work?
I mean, use the analogy.
Bring it in ahead of time.
Use the analogy of fishing reels, and it's the same thing. None of us do it, but if we were all smart enough, if you did maintenance to it, it would never let you down ever, but none of us do. We always wait until the thing breaks, and then it's always at the wrong time.
Just, isn't that the truth?
We're rolling into that season. It's holiday time, and bring it in right now. Bring it into Callan, and then you're not worried about however long it's going to take or not take. Just get the maintenance done.
Yeah. Hey,
but we're fishermen. We don't think like that.
No.
213-432-1090. You want to get through on the phones, there's your chance. Have a chance to talk to Ron and win that $100 gift card. Have an interesting question from Jim in Morro Bay. He says, good morning, gentlemen. For Ron, I'll be staying in an RV park in Mission Bay for about 5 days in early December. I want to try out an inflatable. How long in advance should I reserve a spot? How long is the tryout? Do you do that?
Oh, yeah. Demo them? You
demo.
Bet. Yeah, yeah. Just when you're coming, like, call and just say, hey, I'm thinking of coming on these dates. Give us a couple days ahead of time, and we can make arrangements to have you come into the store, just check out all the boats. We'll walk you right around to the dock out back. You can hop in a boat, pedal it around right out back. You can feel how it is to stand in. You can pedal it. You can back it up. You can do whatever you want to do to figure it out. Now, we're here to sell boats. We're not here
to rent
boats.
Right.
So I've had guys go, well, can I take it for a couple hours? Well, no.
Yeah, that's not what this is.
That's not what this is. But you can certainly sit in it, pedal it around in the water out back, you know, and the first thing you always see is they turn it, and they'll go, wow. And then when they punch it, you know, when they go fast, it's pretty amazing. You all of a sudden, you get the big picture.
Yeah.
It's what I think is the coolest part about fast lanes. You guys are right there and have the ability to do it. My question is, how many times have you seen the demo process change someone's mind? You know, they went in knowing they were going to buy a pro angler, and then they realized how stable an Outback was, and they decided to go that route, or they were going to get an inflatable, and then they got a Lynx. Like, how many times have you seen the demo process, you know, either change somebody's mind or affirm their things? It's got to be one of the fun parts about selling boats to guys.
Oh, it just totally is. Yeah, and that's what's so great about Hobie, the innovation. You know, here you think of a kayak as a tippy thing that you're sitting in paddling with drips going down your arm and cold water going into your armpit while you're paddling. Well, it's not that way anymore.
Yeah. Even
it's
the inflatables.
So stable.
I mean, probably the inflatables are more – I mean, Chris, you own every one. Are the inflatables more stable than any other?
I have tried literally to fall off. And I'm not sure what it would take. I almost would have to jump off it.
They're super stable. So, Jim, the answer to the question is go over, take a demo, and you'll be taking home one.
Because no doubt.
Don't scare him, Pete.
Well, you know, that's the thing. It's if you get on it, you will know that this is something you want to have.
What I have to tell you is, so every time a new model has come out, I test the very first one that shows up at the shop, if I'm able, because I'm just curious.
Yeah.
You know, that's funny, because the reaction you had when you first got on the Lynx, it cracked me up. And then he's paddling around. He goes, oh, I want one. and then he goes, no, make it two.
but the point to me is what's extraordinary about Fastlane for me is that when something new comes in, I say, hey, can I put it in the water and test it? And they say, sure.
I love it.
And there's nothing like really just getting in it to decide how you feel about it. And you can test it in as hard as you want there.
You're never going to buy a car without driving it first. Why would you think the same about your boat?
You know, that's really true. Yeah. I mean, we've known that.
Totally.
The fun part for us is we get to sell the best things.
Yeah.
We've actually done programs where we've traded in other brands, put them on Craigslist, real inexpensive. People come in and say, hey, while you're here, looking at this, why don't you just try this while you're here?
You dirty dog.
Oh, I know. It's not fair.
Not fair at all.
And they go, yeah. Well, why didn't you lead with that?
I had a really fun one. It says, good morning, guys. Super fun and informative show. I'm not a kayaker yet, but after listening to Ron several times over the past years, I'm extremely close to finally pulling the trigger. Ron, how do your kayaks handle small surf from the beach launching to fish the ocean? Which model would you recommend for me? That's John and Whittier.
God, you know what? It any of them. And really, what if it's ocean fishing that you want to do, like La Jolla Shores? We live in a place where La Jolla Shores, what a dynamic fishery. But you've got a challenge. You got to look at the surf report first. Make sure it's not 6 to 10, you know,
right.
Winter swell just pumping.
Right.
Or if it's really windy and gnarly.
If you do it, you go in the bay.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's plan B.
Yeah.
So, but any of these boats are very easy to get through the surf. They all have different characteristics. Now, the longer boats, when you come back in, that can be a yard sale. Because if you try to get tricky and catch a wave and ride it in,
they don't ride surf.
They don't surf them. No. You know, just about the time you're styling out, going, oh, look at me, I'm going right, whoop, you're over. And that's usually a broach, you know, where you learn that
you ride the back of the wave.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, that's right. And that's one of the beautiful things about the Mirage Drive is I see a lot of people taking them out and paddling in. I'm going, what? No, why go slower? Get on the back of that wave.
Right at home.
As fast as you can, right at home. Now, going out, it's simple. Hit it straight, hit it hard, and go fast straight out. So you're not making directional strokes with a paddle.
Right.
You're just pedaling and steering with your rudder so you can hit them straight out and just punch it. So
and you know where? No matter where you are in Southern California, I mean, whether in L.A., Orange County, Morro Bay, whatever, there's places that have less surf than others. Like here, it's La Jolla Shores, and there's some spots there. But there's always a place. But do the research. Check it out. Talk to lifeguards. Hey, where's a good place to launch a kayak?
Oh, and it's really entertaining.
Yeah.
Fishing's good. You know, when you see the squid boats out with lights on, go down there in the morning real early at the shores, and it's entertaining. Watching all these knuckleheads.
And, you know,
go paddling through big surf.
Even a guy that did do it the wrong way or the wrong time or the wrong whatever, the accessories that now exist to keep your gear stowed and safed and leashed and back to the boat are so much better than they were in the old days, too.
Oh,
it's not a bungee cord to upgrade anymore.
Yeah, no, what's our favorite? Leash it or lose it.
Yeah. Leash it or lose it. Hey, Mike and San Juan Capistrano has a really good question. Hi, guys. Great show so far. I have a specific question about the Hobie Lynx. I'd like to know how well the Lynx handles ocean waves compared to the Outback or Pro Angler. Is it a seaworthy ocean kayak, primarily a bay or lake boat?
Yes, it is primarily a great boat.
A great boat.
Yeah.
Does it handle the ocean?
Yeah, and one of your longtime listeners is
Chris.
A lot like
the ocean?
Is a lot like Chris.
Yeah.
He's had everything, but and we've talked about it. He has the inflatable, and he was the guy that gaffed it one time.
Right, Dana.
Dana Pacelli. Anyway, he moved into a smaller place, so he had to downgrade all of his kayak arsenal, and he did get a Lynx, went immediately to La Jolla Shores, caught a 35-pound yellowtail.
That's so rad.
And he's a big guy, and the tail was like, you know, it was huge. And I have a picture of it. Anyway, he comes in through the surf all the time, goes out through the surf, surfs La Jolla fishes La Jolla all the time on this thing. And, yes, it is a more Spartan ride. You don't have as many places to keep a lot of gear. But he's sort of a...
No bait tank.
No, the bait tanks are great. They work
A bait tank on a Lynx?
Yep. On the mothership trip, I took a bait tank out. And
really?
That's how I know they'll run for at least 11 hours.
Wow.
And fish finders, bait tanks, got to have them. And, and the key I learned on that was put more rod holders in the back of the bait tank.
Uh-huh.
Maybe not as many as Chris, but, you know, I have like five now.
But the Lynx is plenty stable for the ocean.
It's great.
Chris?
Yeah. I don't do beach launches, so I'm not like Dana. I'm not knowledgeable the way Dana is.
Yeah.
But I've been in an outback probably 75 days at Cedros. Days on the water.
Not a problem.
Yeah, and a lot of times in horrible conditions.
Yeah. And the wind blows a lot there.
Yeah, and I've never...
Would you have any problem on the Lynx there?
The Lynx is a little wetter in the front because it's a little flatter. Would you say
right,
that?
Right, right, and a little shorter. It's 11 feet instead of... The longer the boat and the bigger the
bow. So you might
bow.
Get a little wetter, but you're going to be just as stable.
The stability is not so much the issue. It's how the person likes to fish and what they want to do. You'd have to test it out. I would reserve the Outback and the Pro Angler for the really serious saltwater fishing, unless you know exactly like
that. And that's exactly right. Yeah. Dana had his problem that Dana had was he had a Pro Angler, but he's moving into a beach house, I believe down in OB somewhere, and he had to downsize things.
Yeah, he had a 16-foot boat, just didn't work anymore.
But the Lynx is not a Pro Angler or an Outback, but is it stable in the ocean? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Stability is not the issue on any of these.
It's more about tackle and management.
Right, sure.
Tackle.
You know,
but,
but
if you're a normal human and you only want to take a couple rods and reels with you, there's plenty of room.
Right.
That's a normal human. We're talking about normal fishermen. Those are completely different things.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
And let me tell you, on this side of the table, we all want to take more than just a couple.
Yeah.
And I know you do too, so quit trying to pretend
all right,
you don't. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. I've seen Pete's quiver, and it's not two rods. I can promise you that. We got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. If you want to get through, 213-432-1090 is how you do it. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including the Catch Report on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up, and they have all the gear, spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife, brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor, call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Leader, thinner, leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.